The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano with news guy Al Gattulo and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
Good morning, Joe, on the radio. It's 5 minutes after 8 o'clock on AM 970, The Answer. AM970TheAnswer.com with Frankie Five Boroughs, Morano, and Al Gattulo. And thank you, Debbie Duhame. A lot to get into. The State of the Union address from the President of the United States, 5 minutes after 8 in New York. New York, you know what? I loved it. I thought it was great. It was so patriotic. And I have to tell you, and please, everybody, oh, you can't say anything positive. It's hard to be negative about the speech yesterday, except it was long. You know, it was a long speech. And if you're like me, you know, you like to just hit it and quit it. But you have to look at the body of the speech, the way the president handled it, the way he was in his zone, his presidential zone. It was very presidential. And those of you who think like, oh, the president's not too presidential, well, he was last night. And I have to tell you this, and we'll break it down. And then Joe Borelli, councilman from New York, doing a great job in New York politics, which is virtually impossible, by the way. And Councilman Borelli doing a great job. He is going to join us and break down the speech for us as well. Assemblyman Robert Auth is on the show as well. And your phone calls, I see, at 877-970-2999. But, you know, there are times as we go through this presidency, the Donald Trump presidency, and it's been, you know what, if you're on the radio, and quite honestly, as I always tell you, I love the drama of it all. Guilty as charged. Guilty as charged. I knew when I said, hey, Donald Trump's going to be president, this is going to be great. It's going to be great. And I have not been disappointed. You know, it's like I like the ride. I like the drama of it all. Every morning, you can't make this up. You really can't. And when I sit down with Frankie and we try to break down what are we going to talk about for the morning, you don't really have to worry about too much because the president pretty much writes the script. You know what I'm saying? So guilty as charged. I like that. I like that about it. You know, it makes politics exciting as much as it may frustrate you sometimes. But when the president is in front of everybody and the world is watching and you have the Democrats watching and then you see all them backslapping before the State of the Union and everybody shaking hands and everybody's all friendly. Hi, ho, 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 ho. Hi, Congressman. Oh, hello, Senator. How are you? And you and I are going, oh, my gosh, they're public servants. It's a sense of duty. I keep remembering when and thinking about the history when the country started and when they needed representation down at the state capitals, right, or up in the state capitals, or down in Washington, D.C. You know, the people left their farms, the Americans, they left their farms, said, all right, they're their neighbors, you watch the farm, I'm a congressman, I got to go represent our district, I'm going to go down, I'm going to vote, I'm going to come back to work. Now, politics has become this huge industry, it's careers for people. It's great. And when they were bat slapping and they're hugging and they're laughing and you and I are going, whoa, 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 wait, we're paying for all this with their health care that we're never going to get, with their drivers, with their assistants, with their offices. We pay for everything. No wonder they're back slapping and they're happy. They've gotten to a goal that they wanted to achieve. I want to be a congressman. I want to be a congresswoman. I want to be a senator. Oh, get with it and just be a public servant for crying out loud. So when the president walks in, stay with me on this, and it's Donald Trump, I go, Yes, you gotta love it because they can't stand it. And I love when you're gonna upset the swamp. Then the president at the podium, with Nancy Pelosi behind them, he talks about the Holocaust. He not only does he talk about the Holocaust, he brings in Holocaust survivors. Do you know how important that is? How important with the anti-Semites that are in the Democratic Party now? How anti-Semitic the Democrats, and I still have liberal Democrat friends who keep voting that way, and they're Jewish, and I don't understand it. It takes the President of the United States and Donald Trump to go up and talk about the Holocaust, sing happy birthday to Judah Sammet. You know, and then the only thing I regret about the speech is that the cameras, I told you this earlier, didn't go and show Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar, you know, the two anti-Semites that are in the House of Representatives. Oh, put the camera on that when the president's talking about the Holocaust, talking about about the Holocaust survivors, you know. So I want to just break down, if you missed the speech, if you got up late, let's hear right now, if I can, Frankie, about what President Trump said about the Holocaust survivors, please.
Joshua Kaufman was a prisoner at Dachau. He remembers watching through a hole in the wall of a cattle car as American soldiers rolled in with tanks. To me, Joshua recalls, the American soldiers were proof that God exists, and they came down from the sky. They came down from heaven.
Isn't that beautiful? I'm telling you, it was beautifully written. I just was so humbled by that, you know, because there's Holocaust deniers within the Congress of the United States of America now. So it's great that the president stood up for that. And then, you know me, I was telling you about my mom a moment ago, and she's of the greatest generation. And when I think of my mom, and how magnificent she is, a tough Jersey girl from Newark, you know, and her family came from Italy, right? One of 10, yet still did everything right for this country, wanted to become Americans. And then I think of my father, rest in peace, how my father fought in the Second World War. And then I see last night, when the other side, the progressive socialists, when they talk about World War II, the analogy they use is climate change. And then there's President Trump and how he talks about World War II.
In June, we mark 75 years since the start of what General Dwight D. Eisenhower called the Great Crusade, the Allied liberation of Europe in World War II. On D-Day, June 6, 1944, 15,000 young American men jumped from the sky and 60,000 more stormed in from the sea to save our civilization from tyranny. Here with us tonight are three of those incredible heroes. Private First Class Joseph Riley, Staff Sergeant Irving Locker, and Sergeant Herman Zajcik.
Heroes all, and thank you, President Trump, for bringing that up. It's a history lesson. You got to get the president at the House of Representatives yesterday in the House doing a speech, State of the Union speech. It's a history lesson to those who are coming in who forget about the character, the foundation, the sovereignty, the history of the United States of America, and the way we saved the world in the Second World War with the Greatest Generation. They forget about it. I'm telling you, people who are in Congress now, they don't know, they don't care. And it's great to see the president step up. And how cool was it when the president acknowledges the second man to walk on the moon, the man that's from Montclair, New Jersey, and he went and he acknowledged another great, great hero from the Greatest Generation.
In 2019, we also celebrate 50 years since brave young pilots flew a quarter of a million miles through space to plant the American flag on the face of the moon. Half a century later, we are joined by one of the Apollo 11 astronauts who planted that flag, Buzz Aldrin.
Buzz Aldrin, Montclair, New Jersey, man. That was so, and Buzz stood up. Did you see that? I just posted it, by the way, on Instagram, a picture of a Buzz saluting President Trump. Really, it made you feel so patriotic. And then you see all the women in white, everybody, oh, we're going to, I don't know what that meant, but I guess it was just supportive of women, right? So, and these are the women that apparently don't like Donald Trump. So Donald Trump, the president, he addresses women. He addresses the issue of women in the workplace. place and how far women have come. And, you know, as the daddy of three daughters, I appreciated that. And let's listen now to what President Trump said about the women of the United States of America.
No one has benefited more from a thriving economy than women, who have filled 58% of the newly created jobs last year. You weren't supposed to do that. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. All Americans can be proud that we have more women in the workforce than ever before. Don't sit yet. You're going to like this. And exactly one century after Congress passed the constitutional amendment giving women the right to vote, we also have more women serving in Congress than at any time before.
And then the women stood up and started going, USA, USA, USA. It was a brilliant moment. And then at quarter after eight, by the way, it's 8:15. I'm going to go to Frank and Al in 2 seconds. And we have Debbie with the traffic. And then Joe Borelli's going to join us. But I have to tell you, then I'm watching what unfolds. And things happen day to day. And happen in politics. And you and I go, oh, my gosh, how could they do that? How could, you know, how many times do you say that when you watch like the progressive socialists and what they're trying to do to the country, right? And I understand. I understand a liberal Democrat, but beyond that now. No one knows what that party is anymore. It's like being invaded by these progressive socialists, you know? So when you see, and whether you are pro-choice or pro-life, it doesn't matter. When you see a baby born, and then they're going to kill the baby after it's born, you and I go, as Americans, no matter what you believe in, oh my God, what have we become? What have we become as Americans? You're talking about humanitarian rights at the border, but you're killing babies after they're born? And this is what the party stands for on the Democratic side? It was brilliant the way the president addressed abortion.
Lawmakers in New York cheered with delight upon the passage of legislation that would allow a baby to be ripped from the mother's womb moments from birth. These are living, feeling, beautiful babies who will never get the chance to share their love and their dreams with the world. And then we had the case of the governor of Virginia, where he stated he would execute a baby after birth to defend the dignity of every person. I am asking Congress to pass legislation to prohibit the late term abortion of children who can feel
that. Took such courage for the president to say that. And as you, I don't know if you felt like I did. And again, it doesn't matter if you're pro-choice, pro-life. I mean, and we can get into that. But the fact that what they did and what they did in New York and what they did, tried to do in Virginia, you and I just sit there and you have to applaud that. It was courageous for the president to say that. So I'm telling you, it was all in all, it was a great speech. He said, choose greatness. This is what the president asked. So, and then, yeah, he wants to build the wall. comedian Albert Brooks, who was just so funny, but they're so liberal. Oh my gosh, on the West Coast, you know, they so can't stand the president. But Albert Brooks, he tweets out, give the guy, meaning President Trump, give the guy 20 miles of a see-through wall so we can change the blanking subject. It was just very funny. That was very funny. It was Albert Brooks. So you got to have a sense of humor. But I'll tell you what, the president ain't going to let this wall thing go. And, you know, in about 10 days, we're going to see exactly what happens. Does he declare an emergency? Or can the Democrats just come up to some, that will they come to the White House and try to at least come up with some kind of quote-unquote barrier solution? Let me go to Tom waiting. Tom, I'm so sorry to keep you waiting, man. What is on your mind this morning, my friend?
Hey, Joe. First thing, I'm on my way to Brooklyn, and I'm going to stop at Mount Carmel Church to light a candle for your mother. And my
God bless you. Thank you, my brother. Appreciate that.
As you say in Italian, so I'm not on.
Yeah.
my moment last night on the speech, Joe, was when he brought up the socialism after talking about Venezuela.
Yeah.
And the look on Bernie Sanders' face. I don't think he could have got. I wish I should have took a picture of that. I mean, that was the classic moment for me. But it was a great speech, and everything you say is on the money, Joe.
Thank you, Tom, and thank you for thinking of Mom. I love you, man. Thank you so much for that. It's so true. When they went to talk about socialism, and then what is Ocasio-Cortez going to do? Because that's what they want to turn us into, socialists. And it was, you know what, and thank you, Tom, for bringing that up. That might have been the most vital thing he said, aside from abortion, and certainly the Holocaust, is when he's talked about socialism. We are not a socialist country. Boom! Mic drop. Good night. Don't forget to tip your waitresses, ladies and gentlemen. And then Bernie's there. Bernie was curled up. Bernie couldn't stand it. And then my other favorite moment was when the president talked about New York, what they did in New York with that abortion situation. It's embarrassing. And they took a camera shot of Chuck Schumer, and Chuck himself went into a fetal position again, every time the president goes after, they went right after. Oh, my gosh. There were those moments. And if the other side could feel uncomfortable, I love the way the president has that, the gift of doing that. Hey, right or wrong, and forgive me. Hey, Vinny, in Belleville, New Jersey. Oh, we love Belleville, Vinny. How you doing this morning, my friend?
Hey, Joe, just to, talk about fake news and biased news. It was a great speech. We all agree it was a unity. I pick up the record to have my coffee this morning. You know what the headline says? Trump squabbles with Democrats.
Yeah. Oh, that's my God. Look at that. Right? Look at that. Yeah, Vinny, you're right.
And the
subtitle
is Atmosphere of Unity Address Has Little Bipartisanship.
Oh, my God.
I call these editors all the time. They're wacko liberals that can't give this poor man the break.
Yeah, Vinny, you're right.
Trump squabbles with Democrats. Unbelievable.
I know. Vinny, thank you, my friend. Thanks for listening, and you're right on the money. Hey, I took a shot. A guy from Belleville named Vinny. Who knew? Hey, Joe Piscopo on the radio, 821. Joe Borelli's going to join us. And how many Vinnies do you think there are in Belleville, New Jersey,
probably,
do you think?
Maybe, probably at least 500. at least.
Yeah, Vinny's right on the money. You got to give credit where it's due, and they won't.
Yeah, exactly.
They won't give credit. And you sit there and you go, come on, let's just join together. They don't have it in their soul to do it. Hey, Deb, we're going to go to Joe Borelli coming up momentarily.
Okay.
And we appreciate you watching out the traffic for us. 821 on AM 970 The Answer with Miss Debbie Duhaime.
Thank you so much, Joe Piscopo. Let's go to the PATH trains. We're seeing delays Journal Square to 33rd. It's all due to equipment problems. Delays still out there on the Uptown 2 and 3 trains. They just cleaned away this overturned tractor trailer at the bottom of the helix on the outbound side of 495. It looks like things are starting to ease out here at the outbound side of the Lincoln because of that problem that was just cleared. Inbound side of the Lincoln Tunnel, you're still waiting here at least 20, but again, outbound is still pretty busy. The inbound Holland Tunnel 35 up at the GWB, a 40-minute delay getting into town. Route 20 northbound in Patterson, that's closed with a pretty bad accident. And watch for delays on the eastbound BQE by the Brooklyn Bridge. Looks like a crash on the shoulder. Sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance, where you only pay for what you need. Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance. Liberty Mutual customizes your coverage, so you only pay for what you need. Go to libertymutual.com for a customized quote, and you could save. Rain this afternoon, high in the 40s. I'm Debbie Duhaime, AM 970, The Answer.
Mike Gallagher is just in awe of what's coming from the left.
The infant would be delivered, the infant would be kept comfortable, and then a discussion would ensue between the physicians and the mother.
Let me pick my jaw up off the floor. Let the fact that not a single Democrat seems to be denouncing this evil sink in.
The Mike Gallagher Show. Weekdays at 10, right before Dennis Prager at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Start your week on a positive note. Tune in to Conversations with Joan. Join Joan Herman every Sunday night at 10 when she speaks with some of the most inspirational and influential people in the world. People who are making a difference. People who are changing lives. Each week, Joan focuses on important topics that impact your life. From health and wellness to professional development to personal well-being, thought leaders and experts share their insights, tips, and strategies so you can thrive. Conversations with Joan will inspire, motivate, and empower you. Live your best life now. Let's start talking. Conversations with Joan, every Sunday night at 10, right here on AM 970, The Answer. For more information, visit conversationswithjoan.com.
This is the Red Storm Minute driven by Nissan. The Red Storm is finally back home this week after completing their three-game road trip last night against number 10 Marquette. St. John's is now home for three straight games, beginning with a clash against Providence this Saturday at noon at Madison Square Garden. This game marks the first matchup versus the Friars this season. Play returns to Carneseca Arena on Tuesday, February 12th, as the team takes on Butler. The Red Storm looks to avenge their tough January loss to the Bulldogs at Hinkle Fieldhouse. Come early and stop by the Red Storm Rally in Tafner Fieldhouse starting at 6 p.m. for performances, prizes, and giveaways. To purchase tickets to either Saturday's or Tuesday's home game, visit RedStormTix.com. I'm Mike Morabito, and that's the Red Storm Minute driven by Nissan. Nissan, proud supporter of college athletics. Shop ChooseNissan.com. Take on today.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Another Joe. Joe Borelli coming up momentarily. If you're tired of dealing with dummies, we want you to experience a smart way to buy a car at Route 22 Toyota, please. No hidden fees, no back and forth, no pressure, no wasting time. Dealing with dummies, I'll give you to 8:30. It's 8:25 right now. I'll give you 5 minutes, please. First five callers, next 5 minutes, 855-621-9949. You get a free multi-point inspection, free oil change, and a free filter from Route 22 Toyota. All European models are excluded. 855-621-9949. First five callers, next 5 minutes. Lady! Free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter from Route 22 Toyota. While you were there, and you meet Shoya and Carmelo and Iggy, the boss. What a great guy. I mean, this is a great family over there. Alex Cancella, the general manager, who will offer you 0% APR financing up to 72 months for qualified buyers. You'll check out the state-of-the-art service center on North Broad Street in Hillside, New Jersey. Now, first five callers, next 5 minutes, free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter if you call 855-621-9949. Route 22 Toyota, right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
Joe Piscopo on the radio. It's always a joy to bring folks to the airwaves who will be superstars, who are great in their own right as we speak, but in the future they will be the superstars of politics everywhere. Joe Borelli's one of those guys. Joey, you are such a star on the rise. I don't want to jinx nothing. I don't want to put the fanoic on you, nothing like that, Joe, but the pressure's on, pal. What am I going to tell you? Welcome back to the show, man.
The pressure is certainly on. The pressure is certainly on. But by the way, did I hear a Jerry Lewis impression?
My lady! I know.
I forget what that movie is, one of the ones where he's with Dean Martin, but Dean Martin is just so cool in those movies.
You weren't even born yet. And as a matter of fact, Joe, I wasn't even born. When they worked, they did Martin and Lewis was the comedy team, and Dino was so cool. And, yeah, you're right. It was. Oh, but Jerry was always the guy. And, you know, true Jersey guy. Newark, New Jersey guy, you know.
And now a France guy, apparently, right? He's living over in France, I think.
No, he was big. But you want to talk about Staten Island, you got to talk about Brooklyn. But right now, I want to go, Joe Borelli, to the speech. You and Jeannie Zeno did a great job on New York One last night. You were up late, were you?
Yeah. The show went off the air at 11. The speech went on until about 10:25. He was 6 minutes shy of the world record. If someone in the audience had told him that if he just kept riffing for another 6 minutes, he would have broke the record. You know he would.
Just to beat Bill Clinton, right? That would be great. Yeah, who holds the record?
It was the longest speech in history.
Hey, so
it
what
was
did
the
you
best speech?
Yeah, it was great, wasn't it? Great though, huh?
It was good. Look, it had all the makings of a good State of the Union speech. There was the guest that tore at our heartstrings. Obviously, that moment with the Holocaust survivor and the soldier who had liberated him was a spectacular moment. I thought there were some interesting moments with the Democratic women in white when he sort of had a little funny interchange with them. But the big takeaway, for me at least, and for a lot of people, was his willingness to address this abortion issue that's happening here in New York and in Virginia a week ago and soon to be in Vermont. I don't think Democrats actually see how galvanizing of an issue this is for the right. They don't see it coming. For years, it's just been, we need to codify Roe v. Wade, when in reality, the goal was always to go much further than that. And now that they're actually implementing it, we're seeing the pushback from people that have just never even thought about being involved in the pro-life movement. Now they're with us. It's incredible.
Yeah, well said, Joe Borelli. Do you think in some ways the president gave new hope to some of his supporters who may have been turning pessimistic on issues like the wall?
Yeah, look, I mean, you know, the wall is always going to be a problem. But the truth is, we all know the framework for the deal. Democrats have been supporting a DACA amnesty in exchange for a wall for about 20 years right now. So I mean, the framework essentially is there. The details need to be ironed out. But I think the president is right to continue pushing. I mean, he didn't mention the national emergency that sort of so many folks in the media had teased leading up to the speech. And I think he does want to see a genuine compromise. This shouldn't be hard for Democrats. The reality is Democrats that want to get these DACA recipients permanent resident status, the only person that's standing in their way right now is Nancy Pelosi. So if you're one of those people, call your Democratic legislator and tell them to go to the negotiating table, sit down with the Republicans, sit down with the White House, and hammer out a deal.
Yeah, and when he talked about ending endless wars, that's not the sort of thing you'd expect to hear from a Republican president, is it?
No. And certainly, you know, the best indicator of how bipartisan the speech was that a snap poll of CNN viewers after the event had 76% of people who watched it on CNN say it was favorable or somewhat favorable. I mean, this is not exactly how the panel on CNN was framing the success of the speech. But one of the things that was able to sort of bring folks on the right, even sort of the far right, the libertarian side, over with folks on the left, is this desire to see the troop drawdowns and the eventual closing out of the war in Afghanistan, a war where many people right there fighting it today weren't even born when it began. I mean, that's actually an incredible fact to think about. Now we have this war for just about 18 years. So the president has this weird ability to sort of circle around and have people on the right agree with people on the left. We were talking about that during the 2016 campaign, how many of Bernie supporters might actually go over to Trump when Hillary was knocked out. And I think this is one of those things where you're seeing support from both sides.
I love what he said, too. If there is going to be peace and legislation, there cannot be war and investigation. That's a pretty nice theme, yes?
You know, he queued up his own Johnny Cochran, you know, the love don't quit, you must quit.
That's great.
If there's no collusion, it's all an illusion or something. And he could probably riff on that all day. But it's true. I mean, it really is true. You know, where Elliot Engel became the chair of the House Foreign Affairs Committee. First thing he does is scrap the subcommittee on terrorism, sort of a big deal for our city, New York. And he replaces it with, you know, the umpteenth committee to investigate the actions of President Donald Trump. I mean, this is what Democrats are about. It's not to say Republicans haven't, you know, played the investigation card when it's been advantageous to them, but the time has come to just sort of wind these things down and move on.
Yeah, Joe Borelli, before we let you go, appreciate your time. Know you've been up late, by the way. Oh, and I know you watched the Democratic rebuttal speech last night. I know you stayed up for that, huh, Joe?
Yeah, look, I mean, you know, it certainly solidified the idea that the Democratic Party is going to move to the left. I mean, Stacey Abrams is someone who was an unabashed big government, sort of let's move the party towards the Democratic socialist wing. And she ran for governor of Georgia and failed because of those policies. I mean, this was, from her standpoint, a great speech for her to go and pivot to run for Senate in Georgia in 2020, which I think is her goal. The speech was mostly about her, and you can see where they just ad-libbed some things about Trump at the end.
You know, you're right on the money, Joe. Jeannie Zeno, by the way, before we let you go, Professor Zeno, who was on earlier, was praising some of your impressions earlier. What you see how long have we known each other now? Not one impression did I hear from Joe Borelli. What you were doing President Trump
I wouldn't go on the golf course with Tiger Woods and show him how to, you know, make a better backswing. I wouldn't go on the air with Joe Piscopo and give my best Donald Trump impression or my W impression or my Obama impression. I mean, it's not fair. It wouldn't be fair. Tiger Woods would drive 200 yards.
You know what? We're gonna have to thank you for the compliment, but we're gonna have to write a bit where you and I do like dueling something. I don't know, dueling something like that.
Well, I'll be the Dean Martin because I'm very cool. Okay,
ladies. Sounds good. Hey, Joe Borelli, we always appreciate. Joe, listen. You got to give us the inside line. I know Frankie Five Boroughs brings you to the show, and we love you, man. So running for Congress next year, what are you feeling in that regard, Joe Borelli?
We'll see. Look, we'll see. You know, the 2020 elections are a long time away, and I don't want Max Rose to fail, just so it gives me an opening to run for office, but I'll be here to keep him accountable, and hopefully he does the right thing by Staten Island and South Brooklyn, and if he doesn't, we'll be ready to go.
All right. Joe Borelli, always appreciated so much, Councilman. Thanks so much. Keep up the great work, Joe, and come back soon.
Thank you.
All right, Joe Borelli right there, 834. Who knew he did impressions? I had no idea. Joe Piscopo on the radio. David Yaski will join us momentarily. He is from Pace University Law School, former chairman of the New York City Taxi and Limousine Commission. And you know what? We're going to talk about congestion pricing. We're going to talk about taxi drivers. It's big. We have a lot of taxi drivers that listen to Joe, Frank, Al, and Debbie in the morning. So we appreciate that, too. And we're going to get into that with David Yaski because it's something that I don't think is talked to enough on the radio in the morning. And we'll get to that. And Assemblyman Robert Auth will join us from New Jersey. Apparently, rumor has it they're taxing rain in the state,
among
of
other things.
I swear to goodness, this is exactly what you can't make it up, man. You just can't make it up. Right now, Big Al, pre-Mohawk, pre-purple Mohawk.
You make it sound like I'm going through like a change, like I'm going to gender identify as somebody else. Pre-Mohawk. Like, why?
Are you trying to tell us something?
No, nothing. I'm very much a married heterosexual male.
Are you
proud of it?
Except
what else am I supposed to say?
Handsome dudes in the lobby downstairs.
Hi, Mr. Man. A good-looking guy. What? Just like you and John Voight. I mean, you had a man crush on John Voight.
Right.
And nothing wrong with that.
It was a bromance. I walked into the room and saw John Voight.
Mickey Donovan, hi.
I did. That was pretty much me. I was like,
can I get a selfie with you? I feel ashamed.
He was great, and he was nice. Oh, please. All right, so man crush here and there. What am I going to tell you? 836 with Big Al Cattullo. He's got the headline news live and local on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
37 degrees at 836. I'm Al Cattullo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Inmates at a Brooklyn prison are speaking out about the freezing conditions they say they were forced to endure. The Metropolitan Detention Center lost power for over a week, left the prison without heat. A federal investigation has begun into the issue, and inmates are being interviewed. The Post reports one person testified that it was so cold he used books to block the vents. Other inmates say they huddled together to try and keep warm. The facility claims an electrical fire knocked out the power. Governor Murphy is setting new survivor-centered rules for sexual misconduct investigations in New Jersey. They include clarifying that victims can file both a criminal complaint and a civil complaint with the Equal Employment Opportunity Office, and that corrective measures can be taken to protect the victim, such as removing the accused from the workplace. The new rules come after the questionable handling of a sex assault claim by one campaign staffer against another. Katie Brennan accused Albert Alvarez of sexually assaulting her in 2017, but her claim was ignored by Murphy senior staffers. Alvarez was hired, and prosecutors decided not to pursue the case. In sports, Dennis Smith Jr., 25 points. Knicks lost their 14th straight, though, 105-92 to the Pistons at MSG. Knickerbocker's now an NBA worst 10-43. College hoops, St. John's upset ninth-ranked Marquette 70-69. And the Devils, they gave up 4 third-period goals, including 2 in the first 67 seconds of the period, in a 5-1 loss to the Kings in Newark. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. I see tons of volume here on the northbound New Jersey Turnpike on that eastern spur getting up toward the Lincoln Tunnel, at least 45 to 50 minutes in over at the Lincoln. The outbound Lincoln Tunnel, that's pretty tough as well, 45 minutes out. Looks like buses only outbound right now at the Lincoln with that overturned garbage truck just clear, but they still have one lane blocked. Inbound side of the GWB, that's 40, and down at the Holland Tunnel, still about 35 minutes in from the Turnpike. Let's see what's happening as you head over to 80 eastbound, getting out toward Ledgewood. That earlier 7-car pileup, that was finally cleared. 78 west at the Garden State Parkway, accident in the local lanes. Expect some stop-and-go traffic on the southbound Deegan in toward the stadium with a collision. And over on the eastbound BQE by the Brooklyn Bridge, accident on the shoulder. Eastbound Belt getting out toward Cropsey Avenue, an accident there as well. And checking in on the forecast, rain this afternoon, high in the 40s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Farmers Insurance. From a car landing on a roof to a car landing in a pool, we've covered it. At Farmers Insurance, the more you know, the better you can plan for what's ahead. Get smarter about your insurance at farmers.com.
Who's ready to celebrate? Next week, February 11th to 15th, marks the annual celebration of court reporting, one of the most in-demand and lucrative careers in our area. The National Court Reporters Association Court Reporting and Captioning Week is dedicated to bringing awareness to the professions of court reporting and captioning and the approximately 5,000 and growing job openings that need to be filled in the field. Did you know that both court reporters and captioners do vital and exciting work, like capturing history in the official record for important proceedings and providing real-time captioning for broadcasts and other events for millions of Americans who are deaf or hard of hearing? Plaza College, located in Forest Hills, Queens, has the only court reporting program in New York City and will be celebrating the week with a number of exciting and informative events. If you'd like to learn more about the profession and the program at Plaza College, call 718-509-6399. That's 718-509-6399, or visit plazacollege.edu to learn how to participate. That's plazacollege.edu.
The trucking industry finally has a voice in New York City. Get the real deal on transportation and logistics. Tune in for New York Truck Stop Radio with Arthur and Zach Miller this Saturday afternoon at 1 on AM 970, The Answer.
We all know the secret to the best Italian food is the sauce. And no one has sauce as good as Michael's of Brooklyn. Their sauce is made from scratch, using only the best ingredients. But don't take our word for it. Stop at any of your local supermarkets and pick up a jar, or listen to the Joe Piscopo Morning Show every Wednesday for a chance to win a whole case of Michael's delicious, authentic, and fresh sauce. You can also enter online at am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com. Good luck.
Hey, Piscopo, in the morning. How does this sound? Perillo Tours starting their 74th year in business with vacations to Italy and now Hawaii, too. I invite you to join me, Piscopo Joe, on a special Perillo tour to Italy in a very intimate group. Steve Perillo and I, Steve is Mario's son. You'll remember Mario Perillo, right? Steve is doing such a great job maintaining the tradition and the heritage of the Perillo name. And we put together a very special 11-day Best of Italy trip for some of my closest friends. The family that is what? That's you, gathering around our virtual kitchen table every morning. I want you to go to Italy with me and Steve, all right? Rome, Florence, Sorrento, Venice, my home province of Avellino, 5-star deluxe hotels, and a wine tasting in Tuscany. I've always wanted to do that. I've never done that. And we're going to Pompeii, too, as well, by the way. I've never been to Pompeii, never been to, stopped in Tuscany. I've gone through it, but now we're going to have a wine tasting in Tuscany. Are you kidding? You and I sitting down, having a little vino? Come on. 888 Perillo, just like that. You tell them, I want to fly away with Joey to Italy, baby. 888 Perillo. You can call for a brochure and receive a bottle, by the way, of Botticelli Premium Italian Olive Oil. If you are among the first 10 callers today, one per household, please. Botticelli is the art of Italian flavor. 888 Perillo. You can ask for Steve. You can say hi to Janice over there. Diana, great, great, beautiful family that is the Perillo family, taking you to Italy first class all the way, baby. You can go to also PerilloTours.com.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
Dean Emeritus of the Pace University Law School, former chairman of the New York City Taxi and Limousine Commission, is David Yaske, kind enough to join us this morning. Hey, David, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Well, we appreciate it, man. You know, it's all about the president's speech last night and politics, politics, and more politics. But, you know, congestion pricing, all that's going on. And we're trying to understand this new congestion pricing for four higher vehicles in Manhattan. Can you break it down for us, number one, and how much more will we have to pay when we get into a cab, David?
Yeah, I can break it down in a nutshell. It's a ripoff. It's a bad deal. And how much you're going to have to pay? A lot. $2.50 on top of all the existing fees. That's, you know, there's a wheelchair accessibility fee. There's another, congestion, meaning during the day surcharge. They're already already dollars worth of fees, and they're adding a $2.50 charge on top of that for yellow taxis and a $2.75 extra for so-called for-hire vehicles, the Ubers and so forth. Now, they're calling it congestion pricing. That's really that's a mislabel, because congestion pricing, the original plan from Mayor Bloomberg, which I thought was a good plan, that was about saying that however you get into the city or however you get into the central business district of Manhattan, you're going to pay the same price. Right now, as you know, Brooklyn Bridge is free. Brooklyn Battery Tunnel is a toll. And I will tell you, I live in Brooklyn, and I drive in sometimes on the weekends and into Manhattan, and I'll go out of my way to go over the Brooklyn Bridge rather than pay the toll on the tunnel. And same thing coming back. And that adds a ton of traffic from people who are going way out of their way to avoid the toll. So I think the basic idea behind congestion pricing of saying we're going to charge everything, every crossing, every bridge or tunnels in the same price so you don't kind of push people out of their way, that's a good idea. And also it lets you do it differently, have a different charge, you know, Monday to Friday, 9 to 5 or 8 to 6 or whatever. This $2.50 charge, it's 3 in the morning. Same as 4 in the afternoon, which doesn't make any sense.
Wait, David, there's a wheelchair accessory fee, you're telling me?
Yeah, 50 cents every trip is added to pay for. I mean, this is another boondoggle. The city is requiring the yellow taxi cabs to be wheelchair accessible vehicles, and they're paying the cab owners the extra cost of buying. Those cars are about $14,000 more expensive than a regular car. Yeah. So every taxi trip, there's a 50-cent fee to pay the taxi owners for that extra cost. You know, that might have made sense 10 years ago, but now with smartphones and apps that let you call the car you want, you don't need every single taxi cab to be wheelchair accessible. You can get people the service by having 1% or 3% of the taxis be wheelchair accessible. And then if you are in a wheelchair and you need it, great, you call that one and it'll come to you. It might not be the one that's closest. Maybe it's another, you know, 3-4 blocks away. But compared to the hundreds of millions of dollars cost of making the whole fleet wheelchair accessible, doesn't make any sense at all.
David Yaski with us. And, you know, David, we have a lot of drivers listening to us, and we have such immense respect for them and how hard they work. And part of the broader problem, it seems, that we've been hearing so much about has been the tough time that the regular taxi drivers have had competing with the e-hail vehicles. Are they doing anything to help those guys at all?
You know, the city just made a new rule that kind of tries to do something about that, and it's a good idea in theory, but it gets the details way wrong. And you know, the details are where it's at. I mean, it's like saying the Knicks are good on the concept of playing basketball, but they get the details wrong. So you know, the city. Here's what the city did. They made a supposed minimum wage for not for Uber drivers, but not for yellow taxi drivers. So first of all, it's not helping the people who need it the most. Second of all, the way they did it is a little nuts, because it says that each company has to pay the driver a minimum wage that takes account not just of the time they're driving, but also of the time they're waiting for trips. Well, you know, that makes sense again if it was just one company, but most of the drivers, they're driving for Uber and Via and Lyft, and so they're going to get paid three times for their cruising time. That's on that side. Meanwhile, the taxi drivers, they get no minimum wage at all. So
we're seeing a number of taxi drivers committing suicide, man. I mean, that's a horrible situation. Yeah. What could you tell us about that?
Well, okay, this is really, you know, serious and obviously and also tragic. Yeah. And and it's important to understand what's happening. There was a, you know, bubble in the taxi medallion market where the price of a medallion got up to about $1.25 million for some kinds of medallions, and wow, almost $1 million for the what they used to call the owner driver ones.
Yeah.
Now, the problem is drivers who bought and most medallions, just about 90% of the medallions of 90% of the taxis in the city are owned or operated by big fleets. And that's, you know, 30 big companies, and they do very well. They make tons of money. The drivers are the ones who get screwed. But still, that's about 10%, so it's a minority, but still, that's a lot of people. You know, it's a couple thousand taxi drivers, and hundreds of those bought at those top prices. They took out loans to pay for it. They took out a mortgage, like, you know, I do on my apartment.
And then
when the value goes down, you know, they have no way to pay it off. And, you know, look, most drivers, obviously, it's also a mental health issue, to be sure. I don't want to say, you know, that everyone gets on hard times, but you're more susceptible when you're facing that kind of economic pressure.
Yeah, and before we let you go, to David, thank you for addressing that sad, sad issue indeed. But one of the things we heard a lot about is taxi service outside of Manhattan. They developed these green taxis, right, to serve the outer boroughs. But our Staten Island guys in the studio, they haven't seen them. Where are these green taxis, and have they worked out like they were intended to?
Well, I think they have. I mean, here's what happened. So the city put in the and I was there at the time, I think the city put in the green taxis and said you can only do pickups, you know, pick up off the street outside Manhattan. Then along came Uber, and what's happened is most of the green taxis, maybe all, but certainly most, also take trips from Uber and Lyft and the others. So they're getting, you know, maybe 2/3 of their passengers come through apps, and 1/3 by people who hail them down off the street. Now, on the truth is, everyone is still drawn toward Manhattan, and that's why, you know, some form of congestion pricing is not a bad idea. It's just $2.50 per trip, every trip. You know, it's not just when the taxi goes into Manhattan. It's every single trip. It goes in Manhattan in the morning, stays there all day, goes back and forth, you know, East Midtown to West Midtown. Every time somebody gets in, they're paying $2.50. It's just overkill. And, you know, what they say, like, pigs get fat, hogs get slaughtered. The city is just being too grabby here.
David Yasky, thanks so much. Dean Emeritus of Pace University and of Law School, and former chairman of the New York City Taxi and Limousine Commission. Thank you, David. We're going to speak into traffic. We're going to go to Debbie Duhaime right now, looking out for you on the roads at 8:52 on AM 970, The Answer.
And good morning, Joe. Eastbound LIE getting out toward Lakeville Road in Nassau County. It's a multi-vehicle accident. Deegan South by the stadium, a collision. If you're heading to the eastbound belts, getting out toward Cropsey Avenue, that's a collision as well. Still seeing volume at the Queens Midtown Tunnel. The inbound side of the GWB 30. Lincoln 15 to 20 in at the tolls. Outbound traffic at the Lincoln Tunnel reopened after that earlier problem cleared with that overturned truck. 20 minutes out, and the Holland 30. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime. AM 970, The Answer.
Dennis Prager sees the left ruining this country.
What is this now from Kamala Harris? Racism is real in America. Whoa. If you think America's saturated with sex, racism, anti-Semitism, homophobia, and transphobia, and racism. How can you not be angry? God, are they frauds? They're ruining my country. Do you understand? The greatest experiment in human history is being ruined by these people.
The Dennis Prager Show. Weekdays at 1, right before Sebastian Gorka at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Follow the flag to savings every week at Modell Sporting Goods. Visit your local Modell Sporting Goods store and look for the flags with Mitchell's face to find deals in all departments in the store for 7 days only. These unbelievable deals begin every Wednesday, and you'll find select items at our lowest prices ever. Visit our stores this Wednesday and every Wednesday for new Mo deals. Remember, follow the flag with Mitchell's face to save today and every day. If you want to save big, you gotta go to Mo's.
Savings for MVP members only.
There's a lot to learn and understand when getting ready to buy a home. Having a right lending team in place who can help is important. The lending experts at Citizens Bank can answer your questions about home borrowing or how to get started with a mortgage pre-approval. Call Citizens Bank at 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, Joe Piscopo on the radio. It's 8:54 right now, 877-970-2999. We had such a great response from Marilyn and Peter Pianelli on coming on the show yesterday. It was great. You know, they invented headlight harness, and they're a local New Jersey couple. Their beautiful daughter, Ivy, sent me a little video. Joe Piscopo rules, she says. It was so cute. And Marilyn, Peter, I love them because they're like a regular Jersey couple. Great, beautiful couple, right? Then they come up with one of the best products I have ever seen, ever at any time, the headlight harness. So if you have a pet, you have got to get a headlight harness. And then I was with my sister Carol yesterday and Brian, her wonderful son, my nephew. And they're saying how much they love the headlight harness that I got. Carol, great gift. You could personalize it. I personalized it for Carol's dog. And you could put it, it's a non-choke. I told you this before. There's a no-choke, no-pull design in the headlight harness. That is so great. It's got that built-in LED light right into the chest of the harness, making the dog highly visible. And you know what? I hate to tell you any bad news, but you know, approximately 1.2 million dogs are killed on the roads every year. So you need a headlight harness. You need that light like I do when I'm with Otis. I put Otis in the back and I'm hauling around. I'm the Uber dad, man, driving all around with Otis in the back. I secure him in the back, which is the state law in the state of New Jersey. And I put him with the headlight harness. And then when he gets out, I press the button, that light shines and keeps Otis safe when he's out there. Now, the headlight harness comes in a variety of colors and sizes to fit any dog. I tell you what, Otis is like 115 pounds. Big dog. Headlight harness is so comfortable on my dog. It can be customized with the pet's name and contact info. Now, we want you to go, if you would, to headlightharness.com. Headlightharness.com. You have got to check it out. Use the promo code AM970, as I did. You get 20% off of any product on the site. A great Valentine's Day gift. I'm just saying, headlightharness.com, promo code AM970. If you want to call, it's 800-597-0181.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
Bits and Pieces, Dave Clark 5. Means Joe Lumber. Joe, 44 miles? 44 miles?
44 miles yesterday, yeah.
I went to Al after we talked.
42
last hour.
More than Al, right?
You were listening.
Yes, I was listening.
I'm ashamed.
Al goes, Al, no. Joe, you have to explain to us.
And we'll go to I know what's coming weather-wise. You know, I'm the meteorologist here. So I said, all right, Joe, you got to get outside and take advantage of this. So yeah. I said to myself, go.
And you'll give it the breakdown. You will. Yeah. But I got to tell you, you were up to almost 300 pounds. And I tell you this listening because I want you to see what an inspiration Joe Lumberg is. You're almost 300 pounds.
Yes.
And then you started working out. And now you're a svelte. You're texting us pictures in like Speedos, man. And you're looking great. I'm just saying. It's great. So you are an inspiration. And Al got inspired. At least you got to start somewhere, right, Joey?
You got to start somewhere. Start small, but then grow, you know, as you're able to.
Yeah, it's so true. Hey, and now, is it a nice day to bike? It's going to be a little too cold today. What do you think?
No, it's not too cold. I mean, I'd go out on a day like today if I had the
opportunity. Well, you'd go out in the rain and the snow and the sleet and everything.
No. I draw the line at bad weather like that, especially the snow. But it's sunny right now. Temperature's already 39 in Midtown. Mid-40s this afternoon, but clouds increase. We'll end the day with a bit of rain. Rainy tonight, some drizzle tomorrow, mid to upper 40s, and then some rain to start the day Friday. Much colder, but dry this weekend.
All right. Joe Lundberg, you are an inspiration, my friend. Thanks so much.
Right on, my friend.
It is. I appreciate it. And Al, you started. I was so impressed. They got inspired. I'm telling you, after we had Eric Casabria from Retro Fitness.
Thank you.
Oh, I may get you to church next, you mean?
No.
Start working out, then I'm going to get you to church.
You saw what happened yesterday? You said, come on, church.
No. Yeah, I did. We left the building together yesterday.
Hi.
And I said, let's walk down to church. I said, come on. Our Lady of Victory, right down the street. And he wanted to go. I'm going to get him yet. Praise Jesus, Al Cattullo. Praise Jesus. We're coming right back at you.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
39 degrees at 8:59. I'm Al Cattullo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A Catholic school closing in the Hudson Valley. The Archdiocese of New York announced that St. Mary's Elementary School in Wappinger Falls is shutting down after this school year. The church says it would be financially irresponsible to keep operating St. Mary's. The school has nearly 120 students between pre-K and 8th grade. Families who have students at St. Mary's will be allowed to transfer to other Catholic schools in the region. Police are also investigating the death of a 6-year-old Brooklyn boy. Cops were called to a home at the Farragut Houses at 111 Bridge Street yesterday evening, found the boy unresponsive and unconscious. He was taken to Brooklyn Hospital, where he was pronounced dead. Child identified as 6-year-old Amari Ransom. An autopsy is planned to determine the cause of death. In sports, the Knicks lost their 14th straight to the Pistons. St. John's upset 9th-ranked Marquette. The Devils lost to the Kings.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.